Welcome back to Tip TV Finance with my co-host Matt Brown. I'm with the CEO of Explain the Market, Guy Schoen. How are you today, Guy?
Very good, thanks. Yeah, very good. Here to talk about airlines. So the airline industry worldwide is worth £800 billion, huge industry. But when you look at the complaints data, it seems more and more of us are actually looking for alternative options when we're up there. So if you just look at the top two or two of the biggest carriers in the UK, British Airways and EasyJet, at different price points in the markets, mm-hmm. you just look at the data on the number of people who've actually been so irritated by the service that they've actually pursued a compensation claim. Well, between them, they've got 25,000 people that have done that in the last 12 months. So you've got to be quite careful when you look at complaints data, because obviously now social media amplifies anything. So anytime anyone's slightly annoyed about anything, you know, everybody hears about it. But even so, you know, huge numbers of people actually seeking compensation because they've had such a negative experience. Then you look at the airport experience. So Heathrow itself has seen a 30% increase in complaints over the last 12 months. And there is some evidence that it's leading more people to actually consider other options. Now, at the same time as that, you've got some innovation in the private jet market. So you've got smaller app-based services mm-hmm. who are coming in at that lower end of the market and actually trying to tempt people who were, you know, may or may not be sort of business class travellers, people who are very time-pressed, who are looking for something that's going to be a bit more convenient than the normal sort of queuing up at Heathrow. And they're growing really, really very, very rapidly. And then you've got at the sort of higher end of the market, brands like NetJets, who have got quite a flexible business model. So with NetJets, for example, you can go along and say, I would like to buy a private jet. You know, here is my $20 or $30 million. But equally, you can do this fractional ownership model, which is becoming increasingly popular, particularly with corporate clients, where you've got that flexibility of time and convenience, where you can get people where you want them to be mm-hmm. very quickly. But you're not burdened with this sort of the additional costs that you would get with complete ownership. Things like the cost where you have empty seats and you've got return legs mm-hmm. that are burning up loads of fuel and things like that. So that's becoming pretty popular as well. So I just think it's an interesting market, you know. And I have been speaking to a few people. We're obviously a research business that explains mm-hmm. the market, and we've spoken to a few people who you know perhaps previously wouldn't have thought of themselves as private jet customers, who are now starting to be tempted in by these new propositions.
I mean, it's interesting. I was away last week in Europe, and we saw in Innsbruck private jet on the runway, and we were waiting to get onto an EasyJet flight. So we actually Googled and looked at one of these apps. And to fly back to Europe, I mean, it was for 10 people, it was about 8,000 euros. I mean, that's a lot of money compared to an EasyJet. But you're saying now that these apps are going to become like Uber, there could be supply and demand that could be there, that you could actually be getting a cheaper private jet than buying a British Airways flight.
Well,
is that possible?
That's a good question. I mean, it's an interesting challenge, isn't it, to pose to some of these companies. How mm-hmm. close could you get? You know, and I think the evidence at the moment is that they're probably still some way off that. That this is never going to be the most cost-effective mm-hmm. option. But I suppose it depends what the equation is. You know, if you're a relatively small business in terms of number of people, but you're actually quite successful, you know, time is money, you've got to reach a number of customers in Europe, maybe it's a slightly different equation, and maybe on that equation, actually, the maths do stack up. But, you know, JetSmarter is the organisation that were coined, the Uber of private jets.
Yeah.
They're doing well at the moment. But even at that higher end of the market, you know, I think the June, the sort of post-Brexit vote month mm-hmm. for NetJets was their best sales month since 2008. You know, mm-hmm. so there seems to be some kind of you know, ability for this market to almost sort of do well in turbulent conditions, which is quite interesting.
I mean, certainly with passport controls, if we go through Brexit or that happens and border controls become more stringent in the UK, we're going to see longer queues at passport controls. So ideally, if you can cut down the travel time on a private jet, that's certainly going to be very appealing to business customers, because time is money. If you need to get into London as quick as possible for a meeting, you don't want to be waiting in a queue of hundreds to get through the passport controls.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see, you know, if those price points do come down, you know, one of the interesting things that I like about the app-based providers at the lower end of the market is this ability to just, you know, a seat will become free on a private jet that is going somewhere. It might just be the return leg of a journey, you know, that somebody, you know, a proper private jet person has been on. And you can then go through the app and actually sort of buy those seats. I think that's quite an interesting model when you combine the sort of smartphone convenience and relative cost effectiveness with that sort of slightly nicer experience. You know, it could be quite interesting.
So it just becomes a bit of almost like a leisure pursuit as well, that you just see, oh, there's a flight to Helsinki just in the next half an hour. Let's go to London City Airport and get it.
But I think, yeah, I think it is. I think that that convenience aspect, you know, the busier all of our lives are becoming, and the stress that people are under, and even, you know, going on holiday even often can be an incredibly stressful experience, just extricating yourself from the city or the office or wherever. That actually it becomes very compelling, this story of, you know, well, what if you just made a phone call and you said, I'd like to take my family skiing in, you know, New Hampshire for a week, and a car arrived. You know, it's quite a compelling story, the idea of taking away a lot of that pain that when you look at the complaints data, people are clearly feeling.
Sounds a bit expensive for somebody on a TV salary, but I can only dream of such things. Guy Schoen, CEO of Explain the Market, thank you very much for coming in today.